This is Growing Cotton. The best thing you can put on your crop is your shadow. Your need to be in the field won't change, and the Cotton Research and Promotion Program was put into place to make sure you get the most from every minute you're out there. That's why the Cotton Board and Cotton Incorporated work alongside growers to spur innovation, fund research, and foster sustainability so generations of farming families can walk the same turn rows for years to come. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Last week's cotton market showing restraint at the lower end of the range, at least for the first few days of the week, despite a relatively weak export sales report. July futures were able to break out of their doldrums, trading as high as 90.89 cents per pound, settling in at 90.58. Now, markets were whipsawed by Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen's comments on Tuesday. She seemed to acknowledge that the U.S. economy could be overheating and that interest rates would need to increase soon to keep inflation under control. That did precipitate a minor panic in the markets. Comments were rather quickly clarified in alignment with the Federal Reserve's view. Now, the export sales report for the week showing cotton shippers made net new sales of nearly 64,000 bales of Upland cotton, nearly 12,000 bales of Pima. Sales for next marketing year were 61,000 for the Upland and just 200 bales of Pima. Not much to say right now about crop progress on a national level. U.S. planting right around the normal pace. Planting may be delayed in central part of the Cotton Belt due to weather. For Plains Cotton Cooperative Association, I'm Tony St. James.